Good morning to you. Good morning to all of you. And we're getting close to, I guess we're getting close to, not Christmas. Well, close to Christmas.
Yeah, I think it's 38, 37 days or something till Christmas. I heard the other day. That's kind of scary.
Yep. Mark Salem, my wife Renee, sitting next to me. And we're here for the next 2 hours. As you can tell, I'm a little congested. But we're here for the next 2 hours talking about car repair stuff. And you're welcome to join us, 602-508-0960. If you want to get in early, you can do that. But I want to tell you about Kurtz Automotive up at I-17 in Bell. Kurtz is a good guy. Kurtz is the kind of guy that when I refer people to him, I know that they're going to be treated fairly, treated nice. And about 50% or more of the time, I get a nice note about how happy they are that Kurtz, and this is what it's all about. Find and fix your problem. That's really what it's all about. And that has a lot to do with you too, in the sense that you give us good symptoms and maybe you can duplicate the problem, the vibration, the hesitation, the bad shift point, all that kind of stuff. But Kurtz is good at getting you to help him diagnose the car by just talking to you. Eric and Jeff are his two principal guys. Eric runs the front counter. I think Eric is in the shop and Jeff runs the front counter, but sometimes they switch, but they're both master techs. So that makes a big difference because you're being handled by somebody who knows what they're talking about. I-17 and Bell, northeast corner, Kurtz Automotive is a good place.
Your head's congested too, huh?
I know.
You can't think.
Yeah, it is. It is. And so stop teasing me.
Okay.
All right.
I'll try.
Okay. Speaking of that, I don't know if you know this weekend, or actually last weekend, we had a caller, and then the caller followed up, I think, on Monday, and they had taken their car into a repair shop. We're not going to talk about dealers or independent or chain stores. We're just going to say a repair shop. And he had oil, engine oil, in his cooling system, and the bid was $3,200 or $3,300, and they represented it as a complete replacement of the cooling system.
Every component, yes.
And so he asked for a second opinion. At the end of the day, it was worth it because I think we're $1,000 or less than that other estimate. It would be easy for us to just tuck ourselves underneath that $3,200 and say $3,000. Mm-hmm. It'd be easy. But we've been blessed in ways that we can't imagine why. So it's just not, and a lot of other shops wouldn't do that either. But one of the things that was different was, is it's true that the radiator, the hoses, the engine, the heater core was all contaminated with a concoction of engine oil, brown engine oil, and coolant.
Mm-hmm.
The real issue was, is they wanted to replace the radiator and the heater core and all the hoses. Now, we agreed that the hoses all had to go.
Right.
Because they literally were bleeding the oil through the hoses. So the outside of the hose, if you put your hand on the upper radiator hose and you kind of slid your hand over the hose, you ended up with a handful of oil. So we did the hoses. But we did something different. It's not different. It's we used your dishwashing liquid.
Mine?
Yes.
From my house?
Yes.
Way to go.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't want to go.
I know. It was one of those things where we needed some joy or whatever the heck you use, and I didn't want to go buy a whole new bottle, and home was a lot closer.
I see.
So I went over there, and we just do-do-do-do-do with the, and put water in it, and start it up, and rev it up, and start it up, and rev it up, and then drain and refill, and drain and refill, which is water and soap.
Mm-hmm.
And there came a time where we are bringing the engine RPM up and agitating the soap with the water pump impeller, and pretty soon what came out of it was clean. So we did that until it was double clean. And then we replaced the hoses. And
right.
Then we did it again.
Okay.
And at the end of the day, then everything was fine. Now, we're not dumb enough to believe that we've got this licked totally. We're going to ask him to come back in 30 days and 60 days because oil floats on water, and his overflow tank has to have a sheen of oil on it.
Right.
So we'll use a little vacuum machine and kind of suck that oil off the top of his coolant recover. And we'll probably take the radiator cap off and see if there's any oil on the top of the radiator. But chances are there won't be. Most of the oil will be inside the coolant recovery. We saved him a heck of a lot of money, probably $1,000 just because.
At least, because we did some other stuff and it was still about $1,000 less. So.
Right. And so that's That's the reason why I think most everybody should understand that there can be significant savings from an estimate. On the other hand, there was a guy not too long ago with an air conditioning issue, and we bid it, and then him and I got kind of into a, you know, he wanted to dictate what parts we used, and he wanted to dictate what we charged. He was a brand new customer, and it didn't take me all of about 10 nanoseconds to recognize I didn't want him. And so I said to him, I don't think you're going to beat my estimate, and I know you're not going to beat it with the dealer. Oh, yes, I am. Okay, well, that's fine. Because he wanted Ford this and Ford that, and we don't sell Ford stuff. We have better stuff that we deal with. Keep me on track here. But the example is Ford truck tie rod ends, they don't last at all. We're replacing those at 20 and 30,000 miles. When we put a brand called Moog, M-O-O-G, on there, they go 100,000 miles. Yeah. It's just better. Mm-hmm. And Moog did make those pieces of crap that they have on the new Fords. Somebody did in Indonesia or South America or something like that. So fast forward to, I said, you know what? If you beat my estimate, I'll give you $100. What are you shaking your head for?
I think I remember this now. Yes.
Yeah, and you shook your head when I said it, too, because you're just shaking your head like you're an idiot. But that's okay. That's the first time we've ever been beat. He actually sent us an estimate from an independent repair shop. Apples for apples, it was ours.
Right.
And he beat us, so mm-hmm. I gave him $100. Yeah. And actually what he said was is he wanted me to donate to the $100 to his charity. And I said, if I'm going to make a donation, I'll pick the charity mm-hmm. because I didn't like his charity.
Yeah.
And so we made it to some innocuous Goodwill or something like that. I don't remember exactly how it worked.
Yeah, I think it was the Hurricane Fund or something like that. Yeah,
it was. So the idea about getting a second opinion is a valid concern. On a happier note.
Joe is your first caller. Joe.
On a happier note. Joe, hang on just a minute. We've been doing something for our group. The best car repair shops in Phoenix has been doing something for how long?
28 years.
For 28 years, we let them know that if they want to make cash donations, that our family is going to take that money and make a big difference. Mm-hmm. So describe kind of fundamentally how it works.
Yeah, so they send in the money and we decide how much we have, and then we have, you know, pre-picked out different families or organizations that we want to donate money to, and we go shop, buy, wrap, deliver, do all that stuff for different charities that we have found.
You and Andy, our daughter.
Yes, and anybody else that on the group that, you know, donates and wants to help, or even if they don't donate and they want to help and do that stuff, because it takes a long time to, you know, we did a lot of group homes for years and we had just tons of stuff that we delivered to those people.
The ones that the couple times that I went with you guys to present that, the ones that just really tore me up was the rest homes.
Yes.
It was the senior citizens. Some of them never came out of bed.
Right.
Some of them were missing the basic fundamentals of life, like slippers mm-hmm. and bathrobes and toothbrushes.
They love blankets and they love stuffed animals. You know, I mean, just anything like that was just an extra. Because most of these people that we did for, they didn't have families that could do it for them. Some of them have nice families, but a lot of them that we ran across did not. And that's who we chose to help.
So you guys would go in and talk to them and interview them. What are you missing? What do you need? Then you'd go shop for them, wrap it up, and then drop it off before Christmas.
Yes.
I mean, the guys, I think they wanted razors.
Yeah,
and
razors.
Smell good.
And, yeah.
Cologne.
And even socks. And, you know, and I think one year we did where we sent them all to the beauty shop or the barber shop, and they got haircuts and, you know, had their hair done and that kind of stuff.
The men and the women, because I remember you guys had their fingernails done and mm-hmm. their toenails done and their hair done and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
I remember
some
that.
Stuff that they wouldn't normally be able to do. So it was nice.
We make it clear 101% of the money, none of it is expenses.
Nope.
None of it is fuel. None of it is time. There's not a dime, a penny of this money that
not
goes
a stamp,
towards.
Yeah, not an envelope, nothing.
Right.
Yeah,
nothing.
It all goes there. So
100% of the money is used to purchase gifts for families. But the retired ones is the one I like. Now, we've got two or three of these kind of retired places. What's mm-hmm. the name of them?
Well, Westchester is one of them. Friendship Village is another that we do. Yeah,
and those are two that we and actually we have customers that have been with us for 30 years or more in both of those places.
Right.
And obviously we pay attention to them as well, but we don't treat them any different than anybody else. Mm-hmm. The whole purpose of this is if you want to help us, you call Andy, our daughter, at Salem Boys Auto in Tempe. And if you want to use a credit card, she'll charge your credit card and you can help us.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we're going to send everybody a list of exactly what we did.
Yeah, and receipts of everything that we spent and all that. So you have a record of everything, that okay. where every penny went.
So you get a letter of where we went and what we did, mm-hmm. and then you're going to get quite a few pages of receipts, copies of receipts, to show clearly where we did, where we went, and stuff. And it's nice because a lot of the women in the group that husbands own the women and the men that own the best car repair shops in Phoenix list that we created in 1988, the women kind of like to get involved in that.
Oh, yeah. And it's grown from there. We have other people that aren't in the group anymore that, you know, or different businesses that have joined in, too. So it's not just automotive repair, but it's a lot of them.
And it just, for us, and we think for many of the other people, it just makes Christmas morning a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting there watching, we don't have kids home anymore, but you're sitting there watching your kids open presents and all that kind of stuff, and maybe there's an empty spot in your heart.
Yeah.
That's how it started for us. But we've been doing this for 28 years, and it's not Mark and Renee. It's a huge group of people that are involved in this. We're just telling you.
Facilitate it, I guess.
Facilitators.
Yes. Well, yes. Okay.
Facilitated. I'm going to use a word I can't spell.
We facilitate it is what I meant, but I see what you're saying.
Can you spell facilitate?
No, I can't. Not even going to try.
All right. 602-508-0960. Joe, you'll be first. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. My name is Mark Salem. Sitting next to me is my wife, Renee Salem. Say hello.
Hello.
And we're here at your service. 602-508-0960. And we were talking about the thing we do on Christmas for 28 years. It's called the Secret Santa Club.
Right.
And Joe, I promised you we'd go to you. Joe, we're up. You're up. How can we help you?
That's a very nice story you told there, and that's a wonderful thing.
And I
was glad to wait to hear that. It really was. I've got an old Ford, a 1955, and as you recall, they have a master cylinder, single reservoir underneath the floorboard there on the frame.
Yes.
And I have an aftermarket kit I've purchased to make it a dual reservoir, and it has hooked to that master cylinder a proportioning valve setup. It's a block. It's got a metering device in the front, a differential part in the center, and then in the back end it's got the proportioning valve. My question is, I want to put disc brakes on the truck eventually. Can I go ahead and install that, and will my drum brakes function properly for a week or two until I do the other part?
Okay, I'm going to tell you how we do it.
Okay.
We can actually put load sensors in place of the back pad on all the disc brakes. We can attach to the bleeders and put gauges on there. And so what you really want is you want about two-thirds of everything happening on the front and one-third on the back. Here's a cowboy way to do it. And I did this just the other day. And it was just, the guy looked at me like I was an idiot. And actually, he was up at the ranch.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You're going to find a slick piece of concrete. Typically in car self-serve car washes, you're going to find the real nice troweled concrete. You don't want asphalt, but dirt works good too. So you're going to go along at a speed that's faster than walking or a little bit running, but not, you know, going crazy. And you're going to jam on the brakes hard as you can, fast as you can.
Okay.
And you're going to get out. And what you want is the front skid marks to be twice as long as the back skid marks.
Okay.
And that's as silly as it gets. So we had a guy up here with a red Mustang, and I had to disable the ABS.
Mm-hmm.
And he was concerned because, blah, 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 the fronts were dead in the back with this. So I drove him from the barn out to the front of the house, and I kind of ran alongside of him, and I said, hit your brakes. So we got out, and we measured. It was like 3 feet on the front and a foot and a half skid on the back. And I said to him, they're working.
Yeah.
So pretty good.
I don't know if he got all that, but I know for sure they were working.
Okay.
And in your case, it's the same. You might have to readjust from drum to discs, but I want to tell you something. I need a bigger reservoir for the discs. So hopefully this new kit you have has a master cylinder with one reservoir bigger than the other.
Well, they're both kind of the same size, but they're huge.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. I just need a lot more
fluid. They're huge. Yeah. One last question.
Okay.
Would it be possible to have the setup I described, the manual dual reservoir with a proportioning valve, will that work, like I said, for a week while I drive around the neighborhood to get make sure everything doesn't leak, will it work on just drum and drum?
Yes, yes. On drum and drum, the adjustment's slightly different, but all you got to do is, okay. You know, before you go crazy and drive, you know, anywhere else, just kind of do a couple of panic stops. Just kind of do a couple okay. of panic stops and just make sure it doesn't jerk hard right or left. Now, that's what drums brakes cause is hard lefts, hard rights. But if you've got a nice square stop and the nose drops,
okay.
then you're home free.
But he was doing part of it first and then part of it a week later. So
I understand.
That's okay.
He's doing drum. He's going to put this on and make sure it works with drums. Then he's going to take,
right.
he's going to put his disc brake setup. Are you going discs all the way around or just front?
No, I'm just going in the front.
Good. That's the best way to do it because now you, otherwise you'd have to do your parking brake all over again. And that's kind of a pain in the, in the ear. So,
well,
alrighty, Joe, great.
A lot of it's been a pain, but thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're
and
welcome.
Good luck on your Christmas.
Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
Thank you. Let's go to Gary. Gary, you're up next. How can I help you?
Yeah, Mark. Hi. I have a 2006 Honda CR-V and I went to change the spark plug this morning. And when I was disconnecting all the coil packs from the wiring harness,
yes.
all four clips broke off of the wiring harness. And I called the dealer, Honda dealer, and they want $900 to replace the whole wiring harness.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if there's any other fix for this, because these are, it has to be a common problem, right? They're brittle.
Yeah. Yeah. Were just
old.
The clips
yeah.
broken, the connector's still there, though.
Correct.
Okay. Does the square box go over the top? Otherwise, is it the male, female portion or the male portion of the connector that, the connector that you broke the clips on? Is that the male portion or the female portion?
It's female.
Okay. So it goes within the cavity.
It goes over.
Over. Okay. Okay, well,
gosh,
you need
get
to go back to sex class, buddy. I'm just teasing you. If it goes over, that's the female part. If I were you, I would take a little bit of silicone in a Q-tip, and I would on all four inside of the female part. And then I would slide it back on after you've done all your magic. And then I'd put a piece of duct tape over it for 24 hours. I wouldn't spend $900 for a harness. I mean, that's a crazy idea. Now, what I'm doing is I'm making that connection kind of watertight because we're using silicone. And I promise you, you can get it back off. And when you get it back off, you're going to take a sharp pocket knife, kind of clean up the outside of the male part and the inside of the female part and start over again. But that's how I would do it if I were you.
So don't bother. Don't zip time or do anything else with silicone?
No, you can. That's certainly another possibility. If you use some small zip ties, and if you can go through the two wires on the plug, the question would be is how are you going to – you're going to have to almost do two zip ties at once to pull left and right on the two-wire female connection. So I know that you can do that. You could do that. So if you wanted to do zip ties, do zip ties. If you wanted to do silicone, or you could do both, whatever suits you.
All right.
All right. Good luck
all
to
right.
you.
Thanks.
You betcha.
All right.
Just saved him $900.
Yeah, no kidding.
And that the old cowboy way, as they say.
Yeah.
All righty. Thompson's Auto Repair is in Mesa. He's on Main Street and Stapley, just east on the south side of the road. Brian and Thelma.
Mm-hmm.
Are not they the kind of neighbors everybody would want in the world?
Nice people, yes.
Nice people, yes.
Isn't Brian the kind of young man that we hoped our daughter would bring home? And Thelma's the same way. That you hope your son, they're just fine people.
2 minutes.
And they are just the finest people. And the other day, Brian called me and he said, you know, what uniform company do you use? Which is kind of an honor because when people call us.
Right.
So I told him, I think it's Cintas, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Yes.
And then he called back and he said, Andy, our daughter was great and everything was fine. And he was real happy with the turnaround. So he must have had some problems with his uniform company, as we all do.
Right.
And so he decided to change.
Good.
So he's a good guy.
He is.
So if you're in Mesa, the only shop in all of Mesa that Mark Salem has checked out in advance for you and has certified being the best of Phoenix is Thompson's Auto Repair and Towing in Mesa. Let's get the second Joe real quick. And Gil, if you look at your clock for me real quick, are we at 49, 50, 51, 52?
You're at 48, 49, 50.
Oh, I just messed it up really bad. I just pushed the wrong button on my clock. But let's bring Joe up, and Gil, just tap me the mic and tell me when you want me out. Joe, good morning to you.
Morning, Mark. I have a 2010 Chevy half-ton with the small V8.
Okay.
And it's got 70,000 miles. And I want to change the belt hoses and coolant out. At 70,000 miles, do you think that's ready to do that?
I think it's – here's my personal limit. My personal limit is 8 years, 80,000 miles, and you are on the cusp of both of those. So I tell people that's what I do.
I'm sorry, go on.
No, it's I just, based on 37 years of working on cars, my personal limit is 8 years, 80,000 miles, because it seems to me all hell breaks loose north of that.
Okay, so. It's got 8 years. It's over 8 years.
Yeah, yeah. So you're 8 years. Forget the mileage. You're at 70, but time, temperature change, heat cycles, cold cycles, all that stuff takes a toll on your belts and hoses. So if I get to vote, now the only other thing I do real quick is say to you, I would probably do it in April or May so that you went through the summer with fresh hoses and belts and coolant and flush. And you can use green coolant if you want. That's a 30,000 mile service. You can use the orange Dex Cool, which is the General Motors kind, or you can use an Amber Universal, which is what I sell and what I install in every car I service. And the Amber's a lot cheaper, and you can go to a 5-year call, 4 or 5-year call with that, and change it, you know, in that respect. So that's kind of what I would do if I were you. Thank you very much. 602-508-0960. How am I doing, Gil?
We're ready to go out.
You're good. All right.
So Gil hasn't told me to get out yet.
Oh, sorry.
Okay? Because I screwed up the clock.
Get out now.
There you go. You can get out now.
Okay, I can get out now. All right. We'll be back right after this. Well, welcome back, everybody. 34 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock. Let me explain what's going on behind the scenes to you. I have four breaks in the hour, and that's 2 hours, so I have four breaks each hour. Now, the 17 break, which is 17 minutes after the hour, is kind of a soft break. So I can do 16 and a half to 17 to 17 and a half, and nobody gets mad at Mark. But the 30 break is what we call a hard break. Mark has to hit that by the second, and Mark just screwed up the clock.
Mark was all crazy.
And just completely through. So anyway, at 40, it's a soft break, so I can break any time, give or take a couple of minutes at 40, because Gil doesn't care. But at 58.50, that's another hard break. So 30, bottom of the hour, and 58.50. I got to be gone in order for everything to work right. So my last word has to be, like, if I'm going to count down to the, 38, my name is Mark Salem. We'll be back right after this. There we were. I was actually half second over. But anyway, that's how it works
you
behind the scenes.
You practicing or what?
Well, sometimes I do a good job, sometimes I don't. Real quick, let's go to Chris. Chris, good morning to you. How can we help you?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I have a 2008 Toyota Corolla. I've owned it for a long time, and I've maintained it myself. I've never had problems. It has 83,000 miles. Recently, I may have been hearing something, but I thought I heard maybe like a slight knocking when the car was in drive, not when the car was in the park or in neutral. And it seemed to go away as the car warmed up. And recently, this is something that I definitely not hearing something, but when I first start the car, I mean, in my experience, my Toyotas have always had kind of a high idle when they're cold. But this idle seems to be higher. And then, like about 2,500 RPMs when it's in park, but it seems to be making like a growling noise, almost like a lawnmower. And it's definitely it's not coming from the air intake. It definitely sounds you know beneath the spark plugs. It doesn't sound like it's an air thing. But I'm curious, and it's running fine. The gas mileage is fine, but I'm curious if you have any advice.
Well, you're suggesting that it's deep within the engine, and I can think of, I mean, frankly, 90% of the noises that you describe are not deep within the engine, and especially they don't go away. But if you wanted to isolate the cylinders, then you would disconnect one spark plug wire at a time and start it up, when it's cold and when the noise is there. Because when you disable the spark plug on a cylinder that's got a bad rest pin or a bad bearing or something like that, then it's going to change the noise dramatically. So that's how we do it, except we use a computer to kill it. If you wanted to determine if it's something else, then you just strip the belts off one at a time. So what we do is we take all the belts off for first thing in the morning, and we've already heard it. So we know what the noise sounds like. So we yank all the belts off of it, start it up. If the noise is still there, at least we know it's not an idler pulley, it's not a harmonic balancer, it's not the alternator, the compressor, it's not any of that. And so then we'll then go in and start killing cylinders to see if we can isolate which cylinder is causing the noise. We'd also use a stethoscope on the valve covers to see if we can find its front, middle, or back of the valve cover. And that will also help us identify where the noise is at. But that's how we do it. Okay?
So I'm not an expert with a car, but I work in the medical field. I use a stethoscope a lot, and I did that, and it seems to be right in the middle, like where the sparks beneath the sparks plug would be again. I could be wrong.
Okay.
Okay,
fair enough. And no, there is a difference though between a clatter and a knock. And there's a significance. If you're talking about a clatter that goes away, then I would pop the valve covers, take a feeler gauge, and start checking all the valve clearances. Because there's entirely... Now, it's as easy as this. You pull the valve cover off, you cover the rest of the engine with some of your wife's best towels. Okay? She'll love this. So you cover the engine up with her best towels, and then you start it up, and you just put a pair of gloves on, and you just put your fingers on the rockers. Because the car's just idling.
Okay.
And so you just touch them. You're going to feel which one's out of whack.
1 minute.
Okay. All righty.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
You betcha. Okay. You betcha. Automatic Transmission Exchange is on Washington and 40th Street, and he's been there ever since Fred Flintstone drove his car down Washington and Phoenix.
That's a long time.
Which really was a dirt road that was rutted. Phil may have come over on the Mayflower. He Phil's the owner. But I can tell you this much. He's pretty doggone good with transmissions. So if you live in Phoenix and you want to take your car into somebody and you can duplicate the problem, that's a big and. If you can make it happen, if you've learned how to make it happen, then stop by Automatic Transmission Exchange. Not on a Monday morning or Friday afternoon for obvious reasons, but stop by and say, can I take somebody for a ride? I promise I can duplicate it, and I'll promise I'll have them back in the next 10 to 12 minutes, 15 minutes at the most. But you're not going to take one of Phil's guys out for 3 hours and try to get it to happen. That's not fair to them. But Phil will accommodate you virtually anything you need. So that's Automatic Transmission Exchange, 40th Street in Washington, 602-508-0960. When we come back, we have a big announcement to make.
Yes, we do.
And it's not that Mark and Renee are getting a divorce. We've been married 44 years. She can't live
You're
without
fire me again?
Yeah. How many times have you been fired from the business?
I don't know. No, not the business, but from radio.
Oh,
several times.
Okay.
Lately.
Okay. But anyway, a big announcement that's going to change the radio show. And change, around the radio show. So when we come back, we'll tell you all about it. We'll be back in a minute. What are you doing on your phone? Are you on Instagram?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. You know, your phone manners are just out of whack. Okay.
I think we had this discussion not long ago.
We did. Okay. Here's the announcement. The announcement is that we're going to be an hour earlier. We're going to start at 9 o'clock.
Well, not the car show.
No, but wait. Okay. Ruin it for me. Okay. We're going to start from 9 to 10. It has nothing to do with cars.
Right.
We are going to do a matchmaking service for men and women.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. We always did call you Dr. Love, didn't we?
I'm teasing, okay? But I'm going to give them a hint,
okay?
Gil's going to play a little track of a music bed.
Okay.
And this has everything to do with the 9 o'clock hour next week.
Yes.
Okay, go, Bill. Jail. Gil. Whatever the heck you're doing. $25 bid and now $30, $30, will they give me 30, make it 30 bid, a mama $30, will they give me 30, who would bid a $30 bid?
That kind of says it, I guess.
Yep. All righty. What it is, it's a brand new show that's modeled after something that was in the Valley back in the 80s. And it's called Swap Shop Phoenix. Now, the very first guy that did Swap Shop was
Ed Phillips.
Ed Phillips, at the time he was on television and radio, and he had a 2-hour show on Saturdays, and people would call in and they would say, you know, I have this patio set, and it's a 4-foot table kind of with a glass top, and it has 4 chairs, and it has an umbrella, and on a 1 to 10 scale, it's a number 9, and I want $100. And today, back then they used to give their phone number, but today they can either give phone number or email address.
Right.
Either one.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do that show next Saturday at 9 o'clock. And guess who's going to be my first guest?
Who?
Actually, we're not going to have guests, but the first time for our first show,
yes.
Ed Phillips is sitting in the pilot seat.
He'll train you good,
he's
huh?
He's going to school me on what to do. Now, you're going to be there because we need you to keep track, because people will call the next day or send an email and said, Betty had a duh, and I lost Betty's phone number, and hopefully we'll still have that.
And I think that's actually going to be on the KKNT website, too, where you can go and see what was talked about on Saturday, and then if they didn't get the phone number or something like that.
Yeah, and then we've got some, we're still massaging the whole idea, but there's not going to be any porn. I don't think we're going to do guns.
No guns or ammo.
But yeah. We haven't decided yet.
Okay.
And we're not going to do any cars over $1,500. The $1,500 cars are kind of important for a certain part of society, like a single mom working hard with a couple of kids mm-hmm. and needs a car.
Yeah.
So we're going to kind of do that, but we're not going to do anything about $1,500. Then there's going to be some paid ads where you're going to pay, they're going to charge you $8 and they're going to put it on our website on 960 The Patriot.
Right.
On their website. So we're going to have, it's going to be kind of like a big parking swap.
Right.
We just couldn't figure a name, so we just copied the name from the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Swap Shop, and then we put Phoenix next to it. And then what's our tagline?
Buy or sell. Dump and trade your junk or something
yeah.
like that.
Buy, sell, dump, buy, sell your junk.
We should have brought that paper.
We should have.
We've worked on it just for a couple of days. So
buy, sell.
And dump your junk.
And dump your junk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's basically what we're doing is you can dump your junk, but you call in, tell us what it is, kind of draw a picture with words.
Yeah.
Tell us how much you want for it. Give us your name and your phone number, or give us your email address, and then we're going to go on to the next caller.
You're on your own, yep.
Just like we're going
to
do.
To contact the people, yes.
Yep, and we're not getting any commission. We're not, there's nothing.
It's all between everybody else. Yep. All we're doing is talking about what you have for sale and nothing over $1,500.
And so next week, it's 9 to 10, we're going to be doing Swap Shop, and then 10 to 12, we're going to be doing car stuff.
Yeah, and what? Not just next week, because we're going to try this. It's
yeah.
going to go on for a few.
It's going to go on for 6 months.
At
I
least
think.
6 months. Yeah. Yeah.
And they're going to see if they like it.
Right.
We like it, but we don't know if they'd like it. Don, good morning to you. Thank you for holding. How can I help you?
Good morning, Mark. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
I'm calling to see if you recommend who you'd recommend for an extended warranty on my 2015 Buick LaCrosse.
I'm happy to help you with that. How much have you done any pricing yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
And I've never been a fan of long-term warranties, but this car's got so many bells and whistles on it that I know if one of them goes south, it's going to cost me a ton of money to get it fixed. And I got 40,000 miles on it now. It's got a 4-year, 48,000 mile guarantee. I mean, manufacturer's warranty, should I stay with the manufacturer with an extended warranty, or should I go to CarShield or somebody like that?
You're not going to like my answer, but I don't think you should buy one at all. I don't think you should buy one at all
okay.
because nobody ever wins, or they wouldn't be in that business. We fight with them every day of our lives because a lady needs a radiator. And believe this or not, it's the truth. The aftermarket warranty company says, we need her transmission service records. And I said, there's no transmission service associated with this. It's the radiator's leaking. That's the cooling system. Well, the transmission sends coolant to the radiator to cool it off. That system's fine. But we need transmission service records. She's not due for a transmission service record till 90. This is 75. I need a radiator. I need you to tell me you're going to pay me to put a radiator and the labor in it, put new coolant in it, and be done. Well, we'll pay for the radiator and the labor. We're not paying for the coolant. We're not paying your shop supplies. We're not paying the sales tax. We're not paying the Freon. We're not paying this. We're not paying that. Can you tell my panties are wadded up? I hate those people because they screw my customers. I hate those people because they cut corners and now they want to send me stuff and your car's going to be on the hoist for 2 days because they want me to use their part and they have the audacity to say, I have to warranty a part I didn't make a dime on. So the reason I ask you is here's my offer to you. You find the best deal you got and I'll take it. I'll take your money. You give me a copy of their contract. I'll take your money. I'll fix everything on your car according to the contract. There's two contracts. An inclusive contract which says this is the list of the things we cover, period, period, period. An exclusive contract says we cover everything but this, this, and this. Now, the exclusive one is much better than the inclusive one because the inclusive one, they go, I said, well, I've got an O-ring on the tail shaft of the transmission that's leaking like a sieve. Oh, we don't cover O-rings. Well, you cover seals. Yes, we cover seals. Well, this is the seal, buddy. So that keeps oil from the air. Okay, so I want you to pay for this O-ring seal. Well, no, it's not a seal. It's an O-ring. That's exactly the kind of crap I go through every day of my life. So the other day, here's a funny story, and this is a true story. You were sitting there. Lady and her husband are inside. They want to buy a $70,000 Escalade because they're tired of their old one, and it's cost them a lot of money. So we're sitting there in the lobby talking about this, and she says, oh, I can get an aftermarket warranty for $250 a month. I said, I'll take it. I'll take it. I'll just do all your maintenance. I'll take it, $250 a month, but I want a four-year agreement, three-year agreement, whatever. She says, are you crazy? Have you lost your mind? And my wife's looking at me kind of stupid, too. So I get up and I go in, and I have records from the day that car was new, the day we started doing it, and I added up all of her tickets, and I divided it by however many months that included. I sat down next to her. I swear to God, this is the truth. And I said, $250, right? She says, I don't like it. She says, I don't trust you. And I said, I fix your car. I'll take the $250. She says, finish your sentence. And I said, I've added up all your maintenance for the last, was 8 years.
Yeah, I think it was a 2004, so whatever.
It was even long, but they didn't buy it new. They bought it used.
Yeah.
So there was, but anyway, I added up all your labor, Mrs. Jones, and you spent $63 a month. So go ahead and spend the $250. I'd like to take the $250, but I'd like to do your maintenance, and I'll do all that they cover. I'm not doing your oil changes or your tire rotations and all that stuff, but I'm going to do all your breakdown maintenance for $250 a month.
So what he's saying is take the money that you would pay for the warranty, put it in the bank, and then just use that for any repairs that you have.
And you'll come out ahead. But I'm also a bank, so if you want to give me the money on a monthly basis, I'll divvy it out to you. I'm happy to hear you laugh because sometimes I get, you know, my panties get wadded up about this. But I'm telling you, don't buy an aftermarket warranty. And I want to tell you something else. You're not going to have any major bills until $100,000. And the $100,000 mark, give or take, is going to be you paying for the previous $100,000. So you're going to have to do some major work right around the $100,000. But then you get another $100,000 for that. So it really and truly, motors don't go bad anymore. Transmissions last 150,000 miles. Air conditioning systems is your biggest exposure. So, again, don't buy it. Put the money in the bank. Find out what the – and I'll tell you something else. Desert Federal Credit Union has one of the best programs, and it's – I'm not going to say I like it, but I'm going to say it's worth looking into. If you're just adamant about it, go see Desert Federal Credit Union. And I think they have one of the best ones out there. All righty.
Okay, I appreciate the help.
You betcha, Don. Good luck to you. Harry, good morning to you, Harry.
Good morning. How are you doing? Good morning,
Mark. I'm better than the average bear.
Better than the average bear.
A little selfie, but that's fine. Yeah. Hey, I was impressed with your donation deal. Was that called a Secret Santa?
Secret Santa Club, yeah. And it's boys and girls, ladies and men. So can I count you in for like 5,000, Harry?
Well, only if you'll maintain my cars for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
may not be too much longer.
You know, he's a negotiator. He's probably a lawyer. He's probably a lawyer.
Okay.
No,
I know.
I told you what I'm kind of. You're a retired policeman. I'm kind of on the hot end of the deal.
Yeah, the fireman.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, so, and I'm not a retired policeman. I left after, it was like 10 years. I'm a car mechanic, but I left to work on cars because I loved it. But yes, I was a policeman through the 70s in Scottsdale, and I bought and sold drugs legally, and that was the best part of my life. But go ahead, Harry. Jeez. What's up?
All right. Hey, I was reading the paper yesterday, and I see this article that California waives liability limit for makers of self-driving cars. Because down the road, I may need one of them. So it kind of says here in the article that California regulators are embracing a General Motors recommendations that would help makers of self-driving cars avoid paying for accidents and other troubles, raising concerns that the proposal will put an unfair burden on vehicle owners. Basically, what they're saying in the article is that it's kind of like buying the extra maintenance agreement you were just talking to the previous owner. That if let's say the tire pressure was a little low, they could involved in a crash or something like that. They could avoid
2 minutes
paying it.
Well, it's worse than that, Harry. It's worse than that. What they're saying is they're going to limit the amount of liability. So I'm driving my autonomous car. I'm drunker than a hoot owl. I'm half asleep. My wife is on drugs sitting next to me. And we run over a family of five crossing the crosswalk. So because it's an autonomous car, then they're going to limit the liability. So instead of normally paying $1 million for every one of those five people I just killed, then I'm only going to have to pay $10,000. California is crazy. Everybody that lives there is crazy. And the whole situation, I was talking to a trucking company executive the other day, and California is now measuring the height of the mud flaps on the back of the truck. We have a universal standard that God gave us a long time ago, and now California is revisiting the mud flaps. This is the legislature spending money revisiting mud flaps. Now, if they're too low, they drag on the ground and they throw rocks at customers. If they're too high, they throw rocks at customers. So they're trying to find the happy medium. How silly is that? So anyway, Harry, they're limiting liability. Real quick, I've got some time. Real quick, and I'm going to do it. Harry, the other day, there was a body shop that had a Fit. It was a Honda Fit. I think that's a car.
A Fit. Okay.
No. It's this car called a Fit. And they had to replace the roof in the car. So there are four mounting points. So they used a high performance glue that everybody uses. And the roof came off in an accident, and people were seriously hurt. The lawsuit was all about this. There are procedures necessary to reattach a hood on this car, and the dealership did not follow the procedures that involved weld this and then do this and cut this and add glue here and do this. It was like a 20-step process. Well, they didn't do it. Evidently, the roof coming off actually did have an effect on the people that were driving. And I'm going to finish this right after the break because I'm at 1 second away.
Now, once again, here's Mark.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. 4 minutes after the hour, 11 o'clock. My wife, Renee, is sitting here next to me. And for the next hour, we're talking about cars, 602-508-0960. If you'd like to call in, Tom and Doug are waiting. And we're going to finish up Harry real quick. And then we'll have to take care of some business. Harry. As I said before, and I don't take it back, everybody in California, or most of the legislatures and the people of power in California, are missing more than a few cylinders. So I can only tell you, I was talking to a trucking company the other day, and the trucking company told me that this regulations on trucks in California have got to the point where they're pulling 700 trucks out of California. Says it was just too much. They're going to actually just not run freight in or out of California anymore because he says you combine all the regulations independently, each state has, and they don't total up to what California has. So the autonomous cars are going to create a whole new problem. I can think of five or six examples where I wonder how the computer's going to handle it. But it's an evolving thing, and we're stuck with it, so that's about all we can do. But
well, all the hacking going on.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Harry.
Concern there, right there.
And
I appreciate it. I'll give Andy a call next Tuesday or Wednesday. Nothing on Monday or Friday. So.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you, Harry.
Appreciate it.
And we've also got the insurance companies involved in that to some extent, and it's not likely that any of them are going to stand up and say this is a good idea, because that's going to really blackball them in the eyes of many consumers. So they ought to just let everything ride, and let, if the autonomous car starts killing people, then they ought to pay for it. That's, and that's my opinion. That's my Archie Bunker opinion.
There you go.
Okay.
And, you know, well, I know you need to do a S&S, so go ahead. And
no, what do you got to say?
Well, I was going to say that somebody brought to our attention that it's kind of odd that your panties get in a wad, and what kind of picture that creates for everybody that you might wear panties, which I thought was kind of funny, actually.
I have been known to wear panties.
not when I've seen her. Oh my gosh, you're weird.
It's just a come on.
We might have to start saying boxers or something. Your boxers are in a
water.
What?
I'm not going to change the way I am because somebody thinks that I shouldn't say panties. Mm-hmm. Here's the deal. The general manager, Jim, hasn't called me into his office and said to me, don't say that anymore.
Don't wear panties.
And I'm going to push the envelope until he does call me, okay? And then I'll do whatever he tells me to do.
Okay,
Tom.
Good.
Tom, good morning to you. How can I help you?
Morning, Mark. Question for you. First one on alignment. 1999 Nissan Quest, 240,000 miles. Took it into alignment shop. He said, I need to install rear camber shims. He shows the right rear at a minus 0.4 degrees.
Okay.
Is that going to be worthwhile? It's gone a lot of miles without them.
All right. Here's the deal. Camber is going to cause the tire to tilt outside or inside of its wheel well. Do you have tire wear that clearly shows this is a problem?
No, I don't see any of
it. Okay. And that's exactly, I would have bet money you said no. And let me explain something to you. When we look at our computers, there is a window. And so in your case, it might very well be a positive 2 to a negative 2. Okay? That's the window. And the window's green. Now the arrow, if the arrow's in the window, then the window is, the arrow's green. And if the arrow's outside the window, it's red. In a simplistic way, I'm describing this. What we have is we don't have people talking about the window. In your particular case, it might very well be the window is 4 and 4, and you're at 5 on one side. Well, we're talking about 1 degree. And if there's no tire wear that's related to that, then I would be very disappointed in my staff or one of my master techs if he pulled this stunt on one of my customers. This is not something that's acceptable, because every particular repair should have a related symptom. And if the guy had any spine at all, he would have said to you, Tom, look at this tire. Look at that, how much we're wearing the outside edge or the inside edge. Look over here, Tom. We don't have that wear. So I need to align this, and I'm probably going to have to put a caster shim, but or a camber shim. But when I get done, I'm going to fix the tire wear, but not on this tire, but on the next tire that you buy. Now, wouldn't you have rather had that conversation?
Yes. Yeah, okay. I would have. It would be more of a sell with it, rather than somebody sending you home with a big bill.
Yep.
You know, things they want to sell you.
I can top your story, though. This is a true story, Tom. A lady calls me on Friday, and she says to me this. I was pulling into the dealership driveway, and this lady service writer came out and said, ma'am, when you pulled in the driveway, I could hear it. You need motor mounts. And I want to tell you something. That's like standing across an acre pasture, standing in a pasture, a football field away from one of my horses, and knowing that he's constipated. Okay? That ain't happening.
Well, and the other thing we found out, she had 31,000 miles or something
exactly.
on the car. I mean, that was...
And that is the height of just fraud, as far as I'm concerned. Because I'm going to tell you something. I can't stand 30 feet or 60 feet or 100 feet away from a car and have the car pull in with 31,000 miles in a little old lady driving it and have her pull in... bounce, you know, go over the sidewalk, bounce or whatever, and apply, come to me. I could not tell that had motor mounts any more than a man in the moon. And I can guarantee you that little girl hasn't been a master tech as long as I have. So I said to that lady, that is the most egregious example of greediness that I've heard in 12 hours. So in your particular case, unless you got abnormal wear on one of those rear tires, especially the side they were going to deal with, then I would say thank you. And here's what you do, Tom. You say to him, you know, I like you, so I'd like you to print my receipt out, and I'd like you to put your name and your phone number and kind of circle that I need that cam just to kind of remind me. And I'll bet you dollars to donuts he won't put his name and his phone number and circle that. I'll bet you he won't do that. Now, he's got a printout on that alignment, and it shows the window on caster, camber, and toe. That's each one of the four wheels has those same specifications, caster, camber, and toe. And he's also got a center line and a thrust line, but we're not going to talk about that right now. So the window, if the window is 3 and 3 and you have a 4, if you were my customer, I mean, my technicians aren't going to sell you a camber kit because your 3 degrees is the limit and you're at 4. If you're 3 and you're at 13, yes, the answer is yes. But if this limit is 3 and you're at 4, we're done. We're not selling you nothing. Okay, Tom, thank you very much. Let me just real quick talk about S&S Tire because we're talking about tires. S&S Tires has 3 locations. They are a good shop and they have a very friendly towards people we send them to. Peoria, Surprise, and Goodyear. But what they have is they have an unusual supply of tires in the same size. So when you go in and you say, I'd like you to give me an estimate for tires, if you have a 215, 75, 15, they've got that in 3 or 4 different brands. So they can give you good, better, best out the door. Write your check before you leave home. Now, maybe you've got a leased car and you want to turn it in. I would suggest to you that you want the cheapest set of tires they have. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, if you have a car that you really love and you're going to keep for the rest of your life, then perhaps Michelin's or Toyo's would be the appropriate tires. One way or another, S&S does a good job. So if you live in the West Side, anywhere near Peoria, Surprise, or Goodyear, S&S Tires is the place I would recommend that you shop with tires. Let's go to Doug. Doug, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. I love your show.
Thank you. Thank you.
I just recently bought an 06 Dodge Ram 1500 with the 5.7 Hemi. My question, it's got 117,000 miles. My question is the 30,000-mile spark plugs in the dual plugs. Do they all the Hemis have dual plugs?
So your Hemi probably has 2 spark plugs per cylinders, yes? Is that what your question is?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, almost all of them do. I can't cite chapter and verse or year and model, but yes, that's the answer. Have these been changed at all? Do you know?
It came with some very good maintenance records. A lot of dealer work was done, so the records are really good. The plugs look like they've got about 12,000 miles on them.
Okay.
But
can
you put other,
Well, there is a wide variety of spark plugs you can put in there, all the way from the ones at O'Reilly's and AutoZone that brag about that this is what John Forrest used to run in his dragster and all that other kind of hoopla. The fact of the matter is, I'm going to change your question. Hey, Mark, what do you put in? Well, I can put some OEMs in there, so I can put some Mopars in there, I can put some Motorcrafts on the Fords, I can put, you know, Delphi Delcos in the Chevrolets, but there's a variety of other spark plugs. We like Champion, and we use a lot of Champion. We use a lot of Denso, and the Densos are really on the top end, so that's a double platinum. That thing's 100,000-mile plugs, the deterioration factor is virtually never there, and they last forever. So, it just depends on what you want and where you go. I'm unclear why you think that you're seeing 12,000 miles worth of wear on either a platinum, a double platinum, or some kind of a fancy spark plug. Because frankly, I'm not quite sure me or any of my techs could do that. But I'm suggesting that maybe what you're saying is I can tell there's some wear on the spark plug. There's always going to be a gap, and if you look at the gap and it's 30, and you stick your feeler gauge in there and it's actually 40. Then they're a little wider than they should be, and they're maybe a little worn more than you are. But if you've got the plugs out, just check the gap, and that'll pretty much tell you how old that plug is. Now, in order to check them properly, you got to pull another one out. You got 2 of them because it's not uncommon for technicians to pull them out of the box, not gap them, and stick them in the truck. So you might end up with, hey, I'm just going to pull them all out, gap them right, put them back in, and be done with it.
One
minute. If you're going to do that, I want you to buy a tube of dielectric grease. And when you put the spark plug back in, before you slide the boot over, it's kind of like toothpaste. Mm-hmm. And I want you to put about a half an inch or less than a half an inch of dielectric grease inside the boot, and then slide it on the spark plug and twist it. It puts a waterproof protection on there, and it doesn't allow the boot to bake to the spark plug. And that'll cost you a lot of money. So that's my suggestion to you. All righty. Thank you.
What was that alternate plug you said besides the Champion?
The Denso, D-E-N-Z-O.
Is it? I think it's S-O. D-E-N-S-O.
It's D-E-N-S-O, my wife tells me. D-E-N-S-O. David, okay. Edward,
Denso.
Nora.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is. I
Sam
could be wrong.
Ocean.
Yeah.
But anyway, Denso is a plug we like. It's a well-made plug, and we've had good luck with it. We think it's priced appropriately, but I also want to tell you some of those double platinums can cost you $20 a piece or more. So, but they last 100,000 miles, and so there's a savings associated with that. All right, 602-508-0960, 602-508-0960. If you'd like to join us, the lines are wide open. Next week at 9 o'clock, we're going to come on an hour early for Swap Shop Phoenix. So if you've got junk in your trunk and you want to sell it, maybe an old gasoline blower, maybe an old lawnmower, maybe a dining room set, maybe you've got a couch, maybe you have a armoire. Maybe you have a color
TV. That is.
What's that?
Do you know what that is?
No, I don't know what it is.
I'm just teasing.
But I know you know what it is. Isn't it something you put your clothes in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. See, I knew that. Mm-hmm. Is it like big doors on the top and drawers on the bottom?
Yeah, or sometimes it's like a closet on the top and then drawers on the bottom.
That's what I mean. Big doors on the
bottom. Oh, I thought you said a
big
drawer.
See, I'm a little smarter than you give me credit.
There you go.
All righty. 602-508-0960. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Mark Salem. Every Saturday, we're here from 10 to 12 talking about cars. But next Saturday, we're going to be here at 9 o'clock, an hour early, and we're going to be hosting Swap Shop Phoenix. And that's where you can call in and sell something. So if you have an old lawnmower or a weed whacker or a weed blower, or maybe it's electric, maybe it's gas, maybe you have some furniture, maybe you have an old rifle. We're thinking about guns. Right now, we're not going to say no to guns. No cars that are over $1,500. So if you have a car less than $1,500 and it starts, runs, and stops, kind of, then that's something for that we think people might be interested in, especially the people that are on a budget. So next Saturday, 9 o'clock from 10, we're going to be talking about selling stuff, and we're going to be taking your information. And you'll give us your name and phone number or your email address, and that's how people will contact you if they're interested in buying what you have. So that's next Saturday at 9 o'clock. And then at 10 o'clock, we go back to where we're at right now, and that's talking about cars. This portion of Under the Hood is brought to you by Air Park Auto Service. They opened up in 1985 up at the Scottsdale Air Park. They're on Raintree just east of Hayden, which is about three or four blocks south of Frank Lloyd Wright. Nadine is the owner and the operator. Her and her husband, Stacy, were there since the beginning. Stacy passed away a couple years ago, but Nadine still is there, and the steering wheel is firmly in her hands. So she's been on my best car repair shop in Phoenix for years and years and years. Good state-of-the-art green facility, and they have the necessary tools and the necessary knowledge and the technicians to diagnose and fix the problems that you described to them. Air Park Auto Service, and for those of you that are ladies that want to deal with somebody who has a female, you know, dominance in the business, then Nadine at Air Park Auto would be the place you'd go. Let's go to the phones, 602-508-0960. Charlie, you're up first. How can I help you?
Happy Thanksgiving, Mark and Renee.
Well, Renee's gone right now. You know, I think personally she probably went to get another drink of whiskey, but I'll tell her when she gets back.
And,
yep. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you too.
And I think you know me by the voicemail message. I got Lucille, the transmission lady, for you.
Okay.
Here's my question. The wife wanted to move to Texas. So we're in a little podunk town out here in Texas, and she backed out of a parking lot into a 90-year-old lady, and now I don't know where to take it out here. It's the back left quarter panel, is busted, the tail light, and the bumper.
Okay. All right. This is an easy question, Charlie. You have insurance, yes?
Right. We have insurance.
Okay, but you don't want to really report this to your insurance company because you probably have the lady's insurance company card in your hand, right?
Yeah, but she's already put a claim in on us.
Okay. And she's saying that you hit her?
Yeah, well, Kathy was backing out of a parking parking space and
hit this other car. Okay, the lady's gonna file a claim with your insurance company, and you should have nothing to do with this. Nothing, zero. You should not be making any decisions because if you send the lady to a body shop and say, "Oh, they're gonna do a good job," and they don't do a good job, this is gonna get really ugly. The lady needs to find a shop for herself, and she will probably lean on either your insurance company, and she'll say to her insurance company or your insurance company, tell me the name of a body shop that's close to where I live or work that you guys have seen happy customer after happy customer, because the insurance companies knows the bad shops, and they know the good shops. So in a question like that, you would ask your insurance company or her insurance company to guide you. And I trust me, I work with Geico, Liberty Mutual, USAA, Farm Bureau, Allstate, Farmers. I work for all those guys, and they know the bad body shops, and they know the good body shops. So that's where you get the best guidance is there, okay?
Where would we take it? The same guidance that the...
Yeah. What's the name of your insurance company?
Farmers.
Okay, so you're going to call Farmers. Now, they're going to have what they call a DRP, a Designated Repair Facility. Is that right?
Okay.
Designated Repair Facility, DRP, I don't know, DPR, whatever. They've got a Designated Repair Facility.
Yes, DRF.
And these guys dance to the Farmers' music. And so Farmer says, Charlie, I'd like you to go to ABC Auto Repair, and you say, do you have good control over ABC? And they go, yes, we do. We've used them before. We send people to them, and they make our customers happy, and they make us happy. And that's the place you need to go. All righty? All righty.
Thank you very much, sir. And I'm streaming you on a computer from a little small town in Texas called Gunter.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Where is that, Renee?
Well, is that up near Kerrville and that, up north of that? Or, no, I think I'm thinking of Green.
We're 60 miles north of Dallas.
Okay.
Oh, then you're way north.
All right. Charlie, do you take your wife to Canton for all those garage sales?
To where?
To Canton, which is just east of Dallas, where they have the world's largest garage sales and stuff like that?
Oh, I'm not even going to... She's in New York. I'm not even going to mention that to her.
All right. That's a good thing, because my wife and all of her girlfriends go to that, and I guess it's, you know, I'm exaggerating, of course, but it's 100 acres, and there's millions of people that are selling their junk, and it takes days, if not weeks, to go through the place. And the ladies drive over, but then they hire a semi to bring that crap back. And you can tell that...
No. I'll let Renee do all that. Well, we'll take your truck.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. There you go. It doesn't hold enough, though.
Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah, it doesn't hold enough. Anyway, thank you very much, Charlie. Thank you. 602-508-0960, 602-508-0960. I already did Air Park.
Let's do Harkers.
Oh, you want to talk about Harkers. Yeah. And that's right. I'm sorry about that.
You're behind.
All right. Larry Harkers is a 38th Avenue and Indian School. It's run by Bob and Ellen. I said before, and I'll say it right now, Bob is one of the best diagnosticians that I've ever met. He's the kind of guy that you can walk in there and you start the conversation with, no one's been able to fix this in the last 3 years. I spent a lot of money with guys guessing, but I understand you're pretty good at that. So I would like very much for you to take a look at this and tell me what the success rate is. Tell me if you've seen this before. But don't spend a whole bunch of my money and then tell me at the end of the day you don't know what
it
is. Bob's the kind of guy that's like waving the red flag or the red cape in front of the bull. He's going to find it and fix it. He has been successful. I can't count the number of times that I have sent that kind of a problem to him, mm-hmm. and he's pulled a rabbit out of his hat.
That's right.
And so I'm real proud of Bob and Ellen at Larry Harker's. Plus, they've been around since Jesus was a baby. And Bob is just, like I said, one of the best diagnosticians that I've ever met.
You're making all your friends sound really old and, you know.
Well, Bob and I both have hair. Okay.
Hair, yeah, you do.
Yeah, and Bob
on
and
your
I
chin, but no.
Bob and I both can run after somebody. Bob and I are not, you know, physically disabled.
But you say Jesus was a baby. That was a long time ago. You always make it sound like you're very old.
You know what? You can't take everything I say for exact science.
Really? I'm sure everybody's figured that out.
What is the word? Hey, Gil, what's the word I'm looking for? Euphorism or what is that word?
A euphemism.
Euphemism. That's a euphemism.
You can't spell it, so you can't use
but
it.
But Gil let me use it, okay? He let me borrow it.
Okay.
So when I say
I can't
older
spell
than,
envoir either.
Yeah.
He can't either, Gil. Oh, my
gosh. So when I say euphorism, mm-hmm. It's not really true. It's just to make people smile and laugh.
Are you
okay?
Sure that's what it means? I don't know.
Just a minute. I'm going to ask Gil. Gil, is that what it means? It's just kind of it's an expression that exaggerates the situation?
Yeah, it does.
I rest it my is. Case.
Okay, there
He's
you
go. He's not
going
to side with you anyway.
Oh,
okay?
Yes, he would.
No, he wouldn't. No, he wouldn't. He's not going to side with you. Anyway, I'm a minute for a break because you made me do it. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back, everybody. 34 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock. And euphemism. All right. All right. Everybody's looked it up for us already, but I'm going to read it to you. Okay. All right. A mild or indirect word or expression substituted for one considered to be too harsh or blunt when referring to something unpleasant or embarrassing.
Yeah, you don't use euphemisms. You just say it like it is. Oh, God.
I said it wads up my panties. Okay,
yeah,
that's kind of a euphemism because it's embarrassing and it's you know, it's being kind of direct.
Yeah.
You know, I'm telling them that I don't like what you're telling me.
Yeah.
I don't like, it's not because I don't like you. Uh-huh. It's like I don't like what you're telling me about my industry.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take Carrie first. Carrie, good morning to you. She's a lady, so we're taking ladies first. Carrie, how are you?
Oh, good. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, I have a question for you. Hold on. Carrie, we're arguing. All of us are arguing about how to spell your name because we all have to write it down. So we have a 100 different ways, but we don't care all the ways. How does Carrie spell her name?
Well, I spell it the old-fashioned way, C-A-R-R-I-E.
Okay. Nobody had that.
I did too, but you.
No, no, that's not.
Didn't.
You didn't either. I had C A R I, and Gil had K A R I, and you came up with B O B and J O H N.
Carrie, I know how to spell.
All right, Carrie, you're on. Go ahead.
Those are the modern versions. So,
yep.
I'm named after my great grandmother. So,
okay. So, what's up?
Well, I have a 2012 Range Rover Evoque. And it's my first car that I've ever had, and I believe I've taken very good care of it. About 4 years after having the car, I had check engine light went on, and I took it in for inspection and so on and so forth, and they looked the car over, and they said that I had that my turbocharger had gone on the car and that I needed a variable valve timing unit. And turbocharger would cost me $5,400-something. Variable valve timing unit, $1,900, and I don't even think that included the work, which the dealer was like $130 or something an hour. Anyway, so I just couldn't accept this because I really wasn't having any symptoms of the turbocharger gone. When I would get onto the expressway or something, I wouldn't have any trouble with acceleration or power, anything as they had indicated I would. So I kind of just let it go. So, you know, and it's a lot of money to come up with. You know, 7 months went by, and I realized I couldn't put off inspection anymore and went to go get it, you know, looked at again and by a different person to see what they had to say, and I didn't tell them what I had been told before from the previous dealer, Range Rover dealer. And they had come up with something different. They said, you know, we just have a few things that we think will work, and we don't think that that's it. And I paid like $500 and some. And then I started having, you know, even, I guess, you know, everything was fine for several months, 2 or 3 months, and we thought it was a miracle. And then I started having problems with the car not starting. Right. It would just struggle. And so I brought it in again. And this last one, now they want to spend, they tell me to get it, they said I had a crack in my exhaust manifold. I'm just, it's a lot, all of this stuff is just a lot for me, and I don't understand.
All right, stop.
What is your take on it?
Stop. Did we get the check engine light off?
No, it is still on.
Okay, and it's been on ever since you had the work done. Okay. First
of
all,
it came off for one day.
Okay. Listen, I'm pretty proud of so many things that you said and what you did and what you said. I like that, but you missed a big one. You look them in the eye and you say, cool. I'm not paying for guessing. Okay? I'm not paying for guessing. If you can fix it, give me an estimate to fix it. But if you fix it, you tell me you fix it, and the engine light comes on and it's got the same code, then I want to tell you something.
Right.
We have a problem. Because if we're guessing, we're guessing with your money, Mr. Technician, Mr. Repair Shop Owner.
Absolutely.
So you have to learn how to say that. And you have to pay with a credit card so you can enforce the agreement. You said something that was so wise. They said I needed a turbo, but I got all the power I had before. Strike one.
Yes.
They said that you needed variable valve timing work. I have all the power I need.
Right.
Strike two. Now we have an exhaust manifold problem or an exhaust pipe problem that probably created an O2 sensor code, and now we have a complete sense of a problem. You just need to find somebody.
Yes.
What part of town do you live in?
Well, I live in Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, outside of Pittsburgh. Both of these dealers were in, one was in Monroeville and one was in Wexford, and it's just really far away from me. But
okay.
I've been going.
All right. I want you to email me. I'm going to find you a good shop. I'm going to find you a good shop, and I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I want you to email me, mark@marksalem.com. Mark with a K at marksalem.com. And I'm going to call a couple of automobile parts suppliers and find out who doesn't return 50% of the parts they buy because they don't have the ability to diagnose cars right. So I'm going to do that,
right.
And then you're going to tell me what codes you have, and I'm going to do a little research. I'm going to help you the best I can.
Okay?
But mark at marksalem.com, and I'm going to help you. But let me tell you about a Pennsylvania thing. I looked all over the whole wide world for my special truck. I needed a red one-ton Dodge Dually, and I needed the leather interior, and I needed everything. So I found one in Pennsylvania,
wow.
The only one in the whole wide world. So Renee and I fly to Pennsylvania. And we're going to stay at a hotel, and they're going to deliver. Well, they delivered it the day of, and we got there the night of. They left the windows down in a rainstorm.
The truck had no gas
in it. All the stuff was wadded up and thrown in the back seat. It was the worst delivery I have ever experienced. And I think we spent $55,000, $65,000 for that stupid truck.
I don't remember.
So we cleaned it up.
We cleaned it up.
We drove it back to Arizona. We had a nice trip back home, except it was really a 3,000-mile ride home. But with Renee giving me directions, it turned into a 5,000-mile ride home because Renee is a little deficient on the north and south and east and west stuff.
You're real funny.
Anyway, Carrie.
All right, we're going to a break. We'll be right back right after this.
Welcome back, everybody. Mark, you stay right there. You're first. I promise, promise, promise. I need to talk about Strictly Diesel. Strictly Diesel is up in the north part of town. Strictly Diesel is a Better Business Bureau A-plus rated shop. He's staffed by some of the best technicians for diesels in the business. At Strictly Diesel Service and Repair, they are die-hard diesel service, repair, and parts. They sell parts they know work. So a lot of times them diesel guys go into the internet and figure out what they think they want, but in reality what they think they want is a big piece of you know what, and it's not what they really want, and it's twice as much as that's what they need. Nevertheless, I-17 at Pinnacle Peak Road in North Phoenix, strictly diesel, is a great place. Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and they sell parts online 24 hours a day from their website. So you can get more information from my best car repair shops list under diesel, and that's accessible from our website, which is my name, MarkSalem.com. MarkSalem.com. Let's go to the phones. Mark, thank you for holding. How can I help you?
I have a 2003 Chevy Silverado 1500. It's got about 249,000 miles on it. It drives like a champ. Everything's been fine. Put new tires on it and then took it to a shop and had the front end aligned. They asked me to put the tires on first before I brought it to them. I did. Since the tires were on for about 2 days, truck drove beautifully, went and got the front end aligned. Ever since the front end is aligned, the truck pulls to the right. As soon as you let go of the steering wheel on the freeway, it goes. I've taken it back to the shop, then aligned the front end. They took it out. They said, yes, you are correct. We can't find what it is. One of the guys used to work at a tire shop, so he said, maybe it's a radial pull. They rotated tires. I went back to the tire shop. They tried the radial. I went back to the mechanic shop, and they go, listen, if you're correct, it didn't pull. It now does pull. We can't tell you why it pulls to the right.
And you should have said to them, I can tell you why it pulls to the right because you gave it to me. When I drove in here, I didn't have a pull to the right, and you gave me the pull to the right. So, Mr. Shop Owner, I'm going to go have it fixed, but I'm going to bring you the bill. That's what should have happened. Oh.
I guess it still could.
Oh, no, it's never too late for that conversation. Let me tell you what happened. There's three different kinds of alignment technicians. They're the kid that shaves once a year. Then you've got this kid in the middle who thinks he's seasoned, and then you got the gray-haired SOBs that know been there, done that. A car will pull to the more positive camber number, okay? The negative camber number. It'll pull to the negative camber and the most positive caster. So in the alignment, you had a good alignment at the very beginning. Remember, there's four windows. There's a window on the left front, right front. So we can put that thing in there. So sometimes we have to put the left window on the far left, and we have to put the right window on the far right. So we have to do that, and we have to have what we call offsetting angles to get the car to go straight down the road. Now, most of the time your car will have a slight drift because the road and the cities are crowned, so we run the water to the curbs, but the highways are flat. Most of us make the car...
I understand that.
Most of us are going to make the car slightly wander to the right, because if you fall asleep or you're drunk, we take you to the right, we take you off the road where you just kill yourself, not into opposing traffic. That's the whole purpose of that gyration. What part of town do you live in?
South Phoenix, Ahwatukee area.
Okay. Quite shaking your head.
Way to ask.
I'm in an embarrassing situation because the shop closest to you that can fix this is mine. And I know we can fix this. I know as sure as I'm standing here, and here's my offer to you. I not only know we can fix it, but you don't even have to pay for it until you drive it for a week. You can go drive it for a week, and then if you don't like it, don't come back. If you like it, stop by and pay. My son will square this thing up in about 2 seconds. The radial pull should have never been an issue because they gave you this problem. So we can rotate the tires until we're all dead, and it's not going to fix anything. They gave you this problem. I know that if it's pulling hard to the right, then we're probably pulling offset angles. So the caster setting is making it drift right, and the camber setting is making it drift right. And what we have to do is we stay within specs, but we've got to put an offset pull in there. So we're going to make it pull a little bit to the left and a little bit to the right at the same time. So this isn't anything unusual. What's our alignment cost?
Is it four-wheel?
No, we're going to do a two, just a
front. Two-wheel?
Yeah.
Okay, it's about $75.
$75 to $85. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you it's $75 to $85.
Yeah.
So, and we own an auto repair shop on Warner and I-10 just east about a mile. It's called Salem Boys Auto. And I'd like you please to call and make an appointment. If you want to wait, you're going to be there for an hour or so. The guys are going to want to drive it and verify the pull, and then they're going to rack it, and then they're going to see, right what's wrong. We have the best alignment guys that I know of. And here's why, because they have a tyrant for a boss. So,
and he's not talking about me, right?
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about her either. But I want to tell you something. There is an art to be a good alignment guy, and I've got two guys. I've got Adam. I've got three. Jason, and I've got Alan, my son. Those three guys can fix problems few other people can, and they can fix problems that a lot of people make. But if we are good at one thing, we're good at a lot of things. But alignments is, you know, it's Babe Ruth at the plate, and the pitch comes in soft. That's what it's all about. So, okay. Do you have a pencil handy?
All righty.
Do you have a pencil handy?
Hang on just a sec.
Okay.
Hang on just a minute.
I'm going to make your life easy.
Okay, I do.
Okay, 480-598-1234. And my wife will tell you that was made for Mark Salem because he has a tough time remembering numbers. 480-598-1234. Ask for Andy, my daughter, or Alan, my son. Tell them the deal their dad made with you and make an appointment. And it would be better if you dropped it off.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay?
It'd be better if you could drop it off.
All righty. Thank you, Mark. Thank you very much.
All right.
Next week, we have a new show. Starts at 9 o'clock. We're excited about this because this is like junk in the trunk for us. You know what I mean? It's going to be fun.
And you make fun of me about junk.
I do. Yeah. I do. Next week at 9 o'clock, an hour before we normally start the car show, we're going to have a new show called Swap Shop Phoenix. This is where you get to sell your junk to other people.
Or stuff.
Or
doesn't
stuff.
Have to be junk.
Yeah, it can be junk, whatever. But
something you don't want anymore.
That's right. So it could be, I mean, using the yard equipment because that's a dominant thing. Lawnmowers and leaf blowers and weed whackers and all that kind of stuff. But you could have
a table and chairs. You could have a refrigerator. You could have a freezer. You could have anything, lawn furniture.
Yeah.
Who knows? You could
have a keg that you've had for 30 years, a big aluminum keg that actually still works. You could have, you could have a set of wine glasses from Taco Bell from the 70s. We have those, don't we? Not wine glasses, but
glasses. Yeah, I
was going
to say, Taco Bell didn't make wine glasses.
No, but
yeah, those,
they had those characters glasses of the cartoon characters.
Yeah, we have a few of those.
Yeah, we have more than a few. We have a lot of stuff that we've never used before in our life, but we collect it, and I say we. You know,
what's we?
What's we is exactly right. The idea is that whatever you have that you're not using, that you've thought about selling, then you want to line up Saturday morning at 9 o'clock because we're going on the air.
Right.
The phone number is 602-508-0960. So get in early. 602-508-0960.
Write up your ad
and really give us, like, if it's a table, a patio table, tell us the diameter of the table, what color it is, tell us about the chairs and how many chairs, and does it come with an umbrella, because that's what people are going to want.
Right.
But it's also our job to kind of dig that out of you, so we're going to kind of help you. So you're going to call in, tell us what you got to sell. We're going to ask you a couple questions. You're going to give us the price and your phone number or your email address.
Right.
And then we're going to the next caller.
That's right.
And we're going to go for broke because here's why. We can usually do 10 to 12 calls an hour. I think we can do 15, maybe even 20 in the whole hour.
Because you won't have to be explaining things, so it won't take so long. We'll get in and out of there quick.
You know what? Jacobi's and Myers still has divorce lawyers.
Really?
Okay? Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And I'll make sure mine's better than yours. Okay? or the eagle or the beaver or the hawk or the snake.
We know who you work for because you advertise it.
No, that's not true. Okay. The guys I work for are good guys.
No, I'm talking about on your truck.
What are you talking about?
The eagle.
Oh. She's talking about that my truck is, I dressed my truck as an American flag in honor of the Vietnam veterans who fought the war in my place.
Mm-hmm.
And so I admit my truck is rather flashy, but you know what? I've told you this 100 times. People drive up next to me. I'm a little leery, you know, I don't want to be shot at, but they stick their thumb out the window or they honk at me and give me thumbs up. That means everything in the world to me.
Mm-hmm.
So you're likely to see a Dodge truck that's dressed up like a flag, and it has God Bless Vietnam Veterans in the back windows. That's me. You're welcome to honk. Action Auto Repairs at I-17 and Deer Valley. Tom is a great guy. I've known him probably since 1979, 1980. He opened up in 1983 at I-17 in Deer Valley, which is North Phoenix in the Deer Valley area. Action Auto Repair does really good work, and he has a BMW technician that can just hit home runs day in and day out. So if you have a BMW and you've got some problems with it, you don't want to take it to a young man who just has three whiskers at the local lube shop. You want to find some gray-haired son of a gun to work on it, and that guy works at Action Auto, I-17 in Deer Valley. The rest of the technicians are ASE Master Certified, so that means they understand the process. Symptoms, diagnosis, repair, and then verification that what we did fixed the problem. That's what it's all about. You got anything else you want to talk about?
No, I guess just mention Secret Santa again, and
okay,
then we'll, yeah.
For 28 years, Renee and my family, and my daughters and my son, have been running a thing called Secret Santa. What we do is it started with the car repair side, and all of our friends in the car repair business participate. We're opening it up to the public. We take money from people, whatever they want to give us. And we go identify families that are needy through the Salvation Army. We go identify seniors at rest homes that have no families, that have no expectation of Christmas. We work with social services, and we work with local churches.
Yeah, we've done some stuff for servicemen, too. We've done, you know, the boxes to send where all the personal things, or the homeless people, where, you know, shower
Dave
supplies and all that kind of stuff. So,
okay. So what we do is 101% of what you donate goes towards that. There's no expenses, no gas, no time, no nothing. And Renee and I match the highest number. So if somebody throws $500 on the table, we're throwing $500. But people put in $10, $12, $15. So here's the deal. You call my office, our shop, Salem Boys Auto. You talk to Andy, my daughter, and you say, I would like to participate. She's going to ask you for your email address so we can send you what we did with all the money. And we're going to send you copies of all the receipts. So you're going to say to Andy, if you put it on your credit card, she'll charge your credit card right then and right there. We're going to flush that money out of the business to give it to Renee. But I think the most important thing I like is the older senior citizens with no families at rest homes.
Right.
When you go talk to them and they want teddy bears and they want a new pair of slippers and the guys new razors and the ladies haven't had their hair done in 10 years and you arrange to have them go to the beauty salon and have somebody love them for 2 hours, that's what makes it for me.
Yeah.
So if you want to do it, Salem Boys Auto, call them up Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 6. Ask for my daughter, Andy. Her and Renee are the ones that really run this.
Yeah. We usually try to shop the first week of December so we can make sure that we get everything out before Christmas and get that done.
If you want to help us, this is what it is. I promise you, I give you my word that 101% of your money goes towards what we just talked about. There's no expenses whatsoever. We do it on our own time.